morning, will you look at the crowd a-gathering for the meeting at the Country Church of Hollywood? Well, we sure'll have to spruce up and try to land the parson here somewheres on time. Me, oh my, won't he and Sister Sarah be pleased when they see all these fine folks. Now, if I can only get this here mouthpiece to working, maybe we can pick them up. Great things, these mic phones. I tell you, that fellow Mike's a smart man. Yeah, here they are. Oh, poor old parson. He's had an awful time today catching Dan. But I do believe they're about ready to leave the parsonage. Brother Hopkins is seated in the buggy out in front of the parsonage, and Sister Sarah's a coming down the walk toward the front gate. Well, you listen a while.
Come on if you're coming, Sarah.
Did you notice that these flowers along this walk need cleaning out and digging around?
Sarah, you ain't got no time now to be setting up something for me to do here around the house. Me's been a-running this horse all over that Purdue pasture. No help at all. Yeah, had to hem him up there in the cow pen at the Purdue.
But didn't I offer to come out here and help you catch Dan?
Yeah. And you know why I couldn't let you come. Get up there. Get on down the road. Acting so smart. Why, you know, honey, as good as I do, that Flossie, that old aggravating cow that Purdue hates red color so bad, and you are having on your red calico dress, why, that cow that kept you and me up a tree all day. Get up there.
Honestly, Josiah, I didn't think of that. Now you get yourself all calmed down for the meeting. Have you got yourself ready for the meeting?
How could I get my mind on anything beautiful? Running across the pasture after that gallivanting horse. You get in that road back. You know one thing? That horse just tried himself out this morning. I made up my mind, you see. I wanted to kick him to go to church, but I'd just take it easy and try love on him.
Mm-hmm.
And just as I got up to where he was at, he heisted himself up and kicked in the air and tore off across that branch that flowed through the pasture there. And you know, I say, there you are. Yeah, I've been feeding him too high. That's what I've been doing. He can't stand prosperity. I said I'd just cut down on his feed, and that'll take a lot of that kick out of him.
Josiah, you ever talked on the love tree?
Yeah, that's the new sort of a tree on me. A love tree. What is a love tree?
Well, pull off the road here, and I'll tell you.
Get over there, Dan. Now, you get over there, young man. No, sir, I ain't gonna feed just as much as I have been. Have you kicking at me, you know. That's the way it kicks. Get them to people that get too prosperous. Get them down, get a lot of kick out of them. Honey, now go on and tell me about the love tree. First, where does the love tree grow at?
Well, now, here's the thought. You see, the Bible says God is love, don't it?
Yeah, it says that there. It's the summers in the first epistle writing there of John.
Yes, well, if God is love, you see, he's the creator of all love.
Yeah, I see that.
And all real love is just that much of God.
Where'd you get that, honey?
I was reading the verse at the ladies' aid gathering, and then the thought just come to me about the love tree.
Don't say no more now. Don't say no more. I want it to be my talk myself, you see. You know my
all right.
I'd rather do it now. Don't tell me no more. Ow, you know my right toe's been a-bothering me all day.
Yes, sir. I know why.
You do?
Yes, sir. I always did believe that it was that college prank that did something to your toe. Was it the right toe?
Oh, yeah, it is my right toe. You see, it is up on the third dormitory floor there.
Yeah.
Where all of us fellas trying to get some learning was sleeping at. I woke up and found a brickbat there in the bed with me, and it aggravated me so bad, I just grabbed it up and throwed it out the window. And you know, it is tied to my right toe. Yeah, it sprung it or strained it some way, like the right me.
Well, I'll put a poultice on it tonight, and that'll draw the soreness out.
You take it easy.
You know, axle grease and mutton spirit will do that poor sighter good.
Whoa, I declare, I believe I'd rather have my toe ache, though, and put all them remedies of yours on it.
All he left is warm and glory for the cross on Calvary. Yes, I sing, a wonderful. Gathered by the cliffs of sea.
folks.
Hi, everybody.
My, what a crowd has gathered here today. Well, I'm proud to see you all come in from the different settlements. We always welcome here with the latch string outside, and now you just make yourself at home. Yeah, if any of your shoes are hurting, just take your shoes off and just make yourself at home now. And you know, nothing like being barefooted when shoes hurt. You ever go to a town and walk on them hard streets? I declare to you, it might not run your feet. Well, I didn't want to get off on that, but I just saw so many here, I just thought I'd tell you all to make yourself at home. Now, you boys all ready over there around the organ? Well, I'll tell you a good piece to start off with. Jesus Took My Burden. Oh, that's the song right. Piece. I think that's the one that Professor Gann has been singing a solo by himself on around at the singings, and they all seem to like it mighty well. I tell you, a good one, he sung a duet piece. Sorry, him and Old was singing it one day. The duet with two in them, you know. It's He Lifted Me. But you all just sing it, just gather together. A quartet with four in it. I'd love to hear you all sing it. He Lifted Me. Together there. You see, the first one was He Took Your Burden, and then He Lifted You. Well, that's good singing, and that's good doctrine, too, along there with it. Terry and Neal are talking today, and she gave me a thought. Of course, I'm willing to give anybody credit where credit is due. She gave me the thought, and as she sits right there, and she knows she did. It's about the love tree. Of course, I've heard of all kinds of trees, single trees, double trees, oak trees, green trees and all, but the love tree sort of got me with a lemonade, and you know where it's at? It's right in the heart of God, and it's there in the first epistle writing of John, and the 4th chapter and the 16th verse. That's where it's at, and it's just three little words: God is love. Now, you see, here's the thought. Of course, I got it from Sarah. I don't mind giving credit, as I say, where it comes from. But here's the thought that's come up in my weak mind. You see, there's a lot of love in the world. Of course, there's a lot of different feelings that people mistake for love that ain't love. Kind of like some folks that I hear singing, and the face was all so droopy, looked like they'd washed their mouth out with vinegar, then pickled in persimmon juice or something. And the fella leant over to me, and he says, they ain't got religion, they got a disease. Them folks has. Well, of course, I'm talking about genuine love. That's my doctrine. And that all comes from God. And you see, it don't make no difference is whether it's love of a mother to a baby. You see, the baby for its mother. A love between two lovely young people that wants to build them a home. The soul that falls in love with God. with the divine. That's the word I've been wanting to give you all. Ain't that a good word? Falls in love with the divine and the eternal. Well, it all comes from the same tree. It's the love tree. For God is love. And listen, folks, wherever there's genuine love today, there is God, and you can be sure of it. People traveling many roads in life, but you know what my wish for you is? That the general direction of the road will all be towards the great loving heart of God. Goodbye, neighbors.
Goodbye, everybody.